みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
ナオミです。
Cat here. Newbie Series Season 5 Lesson 3. Being polite is not just a formality in Japanese. Hello and welcome to the Newbie Series at JapanesePod101.com, where we study modern Japanese in a fun educational format.
So brush up on the Japanese that you started learning long ago or start learning today. So, Kato-san, what are we going to learn in Lesson 3?
In this lesson, you will learn how to introduce yourself in a formal situation.
Where does this conversation take place?
The conversation takes place at school. In the conversation, the teacher, Ms. Kurokawa, is introducing Kent to everyone.
What's the formality level?
Ms. Kurokawa will be speaking formally, and Kent gets a little mixed up again, as you will see. Now, if you're listening on an iPod,
or an iTouch or iPhone,
click on the center button of the iPod or tap the screen on an iTouch or iPhone to see the notes for this lesson while you listen.
Read along while you listen.
This technique will help you remember faster. Let's listen to the conversation.
みなさん、こちらは赤木健人くん。赤木くんのお父さんは日本人、お母さんはイギリス人です。赤木くんは赤木さんのいとこです。
俺は、
僕は
赤木健人です。よろしくお願いします。
もう一度お願いします。今度は、ゆっくりお願いします。
みなさん、こちらは、赤木健人くん。赤木くんのお父さんは、日本人。お母さんは、イギリス人です。赤木くんは赤木さんのいとこです。
俺は、
僕は
赤木健人です。よろしく。お願いします。
今度は英語が入ります。
みなさん、こちらは赤木健人くん。
Everyone, this is Kento Akagi.
赤木くんのお父さんは日本人。お母さんはイギリス人です。
Mr. Akagi's father is Japanese and his mother is English.
赤木くんは赤木さんのいとこです。
Mr. Akagi is Miss Akagi's cousin.
俺は、
僕は
赤木健人です。よろしくお願いします。
Hello, I am Kent Akagi. It's very nice to meet you all. So Kent is half Japanese, so that must be why he can already speak some Japanese then.
そうですね。Yeah, the teacher said that his father or お父さん is Japanese, 日本人。And his mother or お母さん is British or イギリス人.
We'll learn how to say your nationality later on in this lesson, right?
そうです. That's right. That's pretty important, so don't miss it. By the way, I know I've asked you this question in a previous lesson, but... キャットさん、出身は? Where are you from?
私はエディンバラ出身です. I'm from Edinburgh in Scotland.
じゃあ、キャットさんはスコットランド人ですね。So you're Scottish, right?
そうですね。はい、I'm Scottish. ちなみに、ナオミ先生は? And how about you, ナオミ先生?
私は日本人です。
100% 日本人です。
そうですね。
100% Japanese. Maybe.
Maybe. 100% 日本人です。
Definitely 100% Japanese, I think.
はい。
So now, let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson.
お父さん
father
おとうさ お父さん。
Okay, and next?
お母さん。
Mother.
お、か、あ、さ、ん。お母さん。
Okay, next?
日本人。
Japanese person.
に、ほ、ん、じ、ん。日本人。
Okay, next?
イギリス人。
English, British, nationality.
イギリス人。イギリス人。
Okay, next?
僕。
I, masculine.
僕。僕。
Okay, and next?
俺。
I, me, used by men only. More casual and vulgar than 私 or 僕。
俺。
So now let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson.
The first word we'll look at is 日本人
Japanese person. Let's break this down into its two parts.
日本
Japanese
人
person.
So basically, this word combines the word for Japan and person together.
日本 plus 人
So 日本人 Japanese person.
We talk about nationality by combining the country name and the word 人 meaning person.
そうです。Right. Let's go over some other examples.
In the dialogue, we had イギリス人. This is the word for England or Britain, イギリス, plus the word for person, 人.
イギリス人.
So, Naomi 先生,
はい.
What's the word for America?
アメリカ.
So, American would be?
アメリカ人.
Let's do one more. What's the word for Italian person?
Well,Italy is Italia, so that would be Italia 人 And you are?
Scotland 人 Scottish person. So what's the next word?
僕
In the last lesson, we learned 私, which means I. You're probably already quite familiar with this word.
Right. Well, guess what? 僕 also means I.
Two words for I.
Yeah.Actually, Japanese has many words for I.
So, when do we use 僕?
僕 is mostly used by boys and men. This word is a masculine way to say I.
And how polite is it?
Well, it's a bit more casual than 私. So, guys can use this with their friends, but still acceptable to use even in formal situation.
And that leads us to our next word.
俺.
Another word that means I.
That's right. This word is also used by boys and men, like 僕. But please be careful, this word is very casual and rough sounding.
Unlike 僕, this cannot be used in formal situations.
そうね、no, definitely not.
So, some of you may watch anime or Japanese dramas, and you'll probably hear male characters using this word a lot.
そうね、yeah, it is very commonly used when speaking amongst friends.
But again, unless you're speaking with very close friends, we recommend that in general you avoid using this word. You might get corrected by your teacher like Kent in the dialogue.
そうですね。And some girls might use 私 instead of 私.
Yes, I use that.
In a casual situation, you'll hear 私 a lot.
In the last lesson, we went over how to introduce yourself in a casual situation.In this lesson, we'll go over how to introduce yourself in a formal situation, which may be a review for some of you.
The first thing we'll go over is A wa B desu,
which basically means A is B. You can use this structure to give your name in an introduction.
そうですね、right. As in, 私は Naomi desu. I'm Naomi.
So let's explain this a little bit more using that phrase, 私は Naomi desu. Let's break this down.
私
We covered this in the last lesson. It means I.
Wa.
A particle that marks the topic.
Naomi.
Naomi. You can insert your own name here, obviously.
そうですね。And lastly, desu.
This is called the copula, and it's equivalent to is, am, or are in English.
So in your case?
It would be 私はキャットです. I'm cat.
Okay, so let's backtrack a little. There's an important concept I want to go over.
Okay, let me guess. Is it the particle wa?
そうです。Exactly. Like we said, this particle marks the topic. It comes after what you are going to be talking about.
In this sentence, the topic is I. So you're letting the listener know that you're going to be talking about yourself.
Now, we'd like you to look at the lesson notes so we can point out something about this particle. This is pronounced wa
But if you look at it, it is not the hiragana character for wa. Do you know what I mean?
Ah, yes, of course. It's actually the character for ha.
So, so, so.
But don't let this confuse you.
Yes. When writing the particle wa, you write it using the character for ha. It's still pronounced wa, though.
It's confusing, but you just have to learn it, I think. Okay, now that that's over with, back to the introductions. So after you give your name, what can you say?
どうぞ。よろしくお願いします。
It's quite a mouthful, isn't it?
Yes, but this is actually a review for those who have gone through other newbie series. It's the polite way to say よろしく, which we learned and explained in the last lesson.
That's right. To make this phrase informal, we drop the どうぞ from the beginning and the お願いします from the end. Just よろしく.
If you're in a situation where you think you should be polite, though, please use the longer version instead.
Can we hear the phrase one more time?
Sure. どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Okay, now we want you to try introducing yourself in Japanese. Say your name, followed by どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Remember that the structure for giving your name is 私は your name です。
First, Naomi and I will introduce ourselves. Listen closely. After we say it, it will be your turn.
私はナオミです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
私はキャットです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
So how did you do? If you had any trouble remembering, you may want to go through this lesson one more time just to make sure you get the hang of it.
Ready to test what you just learned?
Make this lesson's vocabulary stick by using lesson-specific flashcards in the Learning Center.
There's a reason everyone uses flashcards.
Because they work.
They really do help memorization.
You can get the flashcards for this lesson at
JapanesePod101.com. That's all for this lesson.
Thanks for listening. Until next time.
じゃあまた。
皆さん、こちらは赤木健人くん。赤木くんのお父さんは日本人。お母さんはイギリス人です。赤木くんは赤木さんのいとこです。
俺は、
僕は、
僕は赤木健人です。よろしくお願いします。